so I can stand. You raise me up to walk on stormy seas.
Hallelujah. I say hallelujah. One thing I've tried to do as I teach or talk to us is I've tried to see how possible I could talk to you or show you from the Word of God for you to get to a point in following God that you are not consumed by the things you need. That defines what I represent. Following God on the platform of your love for Him, not what you want Him to do for you. Not because you have a demand. Because when you get to that point where you're following God is rooted in the love you have for Him, your needs are met even before you ask. David fasted and prayed concerning a child. David prayed in 2 Samuel chapter 12. Don't forget, you know the story of David and Bathsheba, when Bathsheba got pregnant and David took Bathsheba from the husband and the child was sick. The Bible says the Lord afflicted the child, verse 15 or so. The Lord afflicted the child, but verse 16 and 17 says, and David fasted and prayed. 2 Samuel chapter 12. David fasted and prayed for that child. David was in serious fast concerning the child. He said, and David besought the Lord, and David fasted, went in and lay upon the earth because of the child. If you read verse 16 and 17, you discover that they put pressure on David. David will not listen. He said in verse 17, the elders arose and went to him to raise him up. David refused. Upon the fasting of David, the child died. David's fasting was that God should heal the child. But the child died. After the child died, if you read verse 20, 21, David was told that the child was dead. He stood up, dressed up himself, anointed himself, and went to worship God. The people, his servants, who were by him, saw him fasting and praying when the child was sick, they were worried. You were fasting and crying. Now the child is dead. You are supposed to cry more. That God, God didn't answer your prayer. You are going to go and worship. It was a principle. In verse 24, Solomon was born. It was the excitement of David, despite God's refusal to grant his request, that gave birth to Solomon. And the Bible says Solomon was born in verse 24, and the Lord loved him. The Lord loved him because he came forth in the midst of a tense atmosphere, but yet the father was excited. So this should settle this discouragement you always have. When something happens in your life, you think God hates you. Anything that happens in your life, if you can swallow it up with joy, you will win at the end. So I want to share on something today, and it's called dance warfare. Dance warfare. The Bible says, praying in the spirit with all kinds of prayer. Ephesians chapter 6 verse 18. All manners of prayer, praying in the spirit. But the problem we have is anytime we hear praying with all manner of prayer and supplication in the spirit, we are unto with perseverance and supplication of all the saints. Go down to 18 and 19. And for me, utterance will be given me and all of that. Verse 20. For which I'm ambassador, I speak with bonds. Now, listen to this. Praying in the spirit has always been misunderstood to only mean speaking in tongues. When you tell people pray in the spirit, you see them speaking in tongues, because that is their only limited understanding that they have of praying in the spirit. But if you watch what the Bible says in Ephesians chapter 5 verse 18, the Bible will say, do not be drunk with wine wherein it is excess, but with the spirit. With the spirit. Verse 20. With the spirit. Giving thanks always for all things. And okay, go to verse 19. Speaking to yourself in psalm, hymn, spiritual song, singing and praying, making melody. One of the signs and the attributes of praying in the spirit is first of all to understand the spirit. Do not be drunk with wine, but be drunk with the spirit. Now, let's consider what a drunkard does. When a person is said to be drunk, when a person drinks, the person is taking in alcohol. But when a person is drunk, he's not taking alcohol. He's under the influence of alcohol. When a man is still drinking, we are defining him by the alcohol he is taking. But when a man is drunk, we are defining him by how much of him alcohol has taken. When you say a man is drunk, it's not a function of how much alcohol he has taken, but how much of him. So you are said he's under the influence of what? That's good. And when the Bible says be drunk with the spirit, if you must understand the dynamics of prayer, you must know what it means to be drunk in the spirit. Well, the first thing we know about a drunkard is that a drunkard laughs. A drunkard laughs. If you see a drunkard, he must laugh. A drunkard laughs because he sees you are stupid. He doesn't know why you are too serious. In the battles of life, in the spirit, the first way you disarm your enemy is to laugh. When you see certain confrontation that should make people cry and panic, laugh. In Psalm chapter 2, from verse 1, 2, 3, 4, he said, why do the heathen rage? And the people imagine vain thing. The kings of the earth set themselves and the rulers cast their counsel together against the Lord and his anointed, saying, let us break their bands asunder and cast away their cords from us. He that sitteth in the heavens shall laugh. Give me the Message translation. Heaven-throned God breaks out laughing. At first, he is amused at their presumption. Heaven-throned God breaks out laughing. You must have God's disposition to battle. He that sits shall laugh. Shall laugh. Now, There is nothing you can receive from God without faith. Please listen to me very well. Hebrews 11:1, faith is substance of things, hope for evidence of things. Okay, can I get the Message translation? Now, the fundamental fact of existence is that this trust in God, this faith is the firm foundation under everything that makes life worth living. It is a handle on what we can see. Bring all the translations you can bring. Now, faith is the assurance, the confirmation, the title deed. The what? Now, hold on. If I sit in a car and I drive the car, it doesn't make me the owner of the car. If I tell you, look at the car I just got, and I take the key and I sit inside, it doesn't make me the owner of the car. If I take a picture like they do in Europe and America, some of your cousins, your brothers, and they take picture by a car in Europe to make you think they are doing well, that doesn't make them the owners of the car. If I want to prove to you I own the car, I bring the documents of the car with my name on it. Now, listen. God says that faith is your title deed. If I say I own a house because I stayed there, I can be a tenant who has leased the house. But when I bring the document, title deed is document transferring something to your name. So God is saying that faith is a title deed. Anything you want to own physically, in the spiritual, you must first of all locate the document in this place that says that it is your own, and when you locate it, you can now get it in the physical. Nobody's following me. That is your title deed. Faith. I want a child. I locate my title deed. Then say God is able to turn stones to children. I'm talking about myself. This my medical condition is stone. Lord, turn it to children. And Satan enters your heart and sees that you have a title deed to say this scripture is your own. Physically, you draw your children. I wish I was talking to somebody. Title is your documentation that proves that this thing you are asking for is yours. Until you locate what God has said about you by revelation in a scripture, that this is your own, and personalize it. You cannot take it from the spiritual. Your car is in the spirit. Your house is in the spirit. Everything is in the spirit. But before that, the custom, the spiritual custom and the immigration officers in the spirit realm, before they allow you order it and bring it to the physical, to cross border, they must ask for the title deed. So when you get the title deed, they open the wharf and declare your goods and it comes to your hand. A drunkard, the first thing about him is what? He laughs. The second thing about a drunkard, which is very normal, is that a drunkard staggers. In fact, when a person begins, listen to me, don't use the word stagger. Hold on. I will tell you what to use. When a drunkard, you see somebody going like this, whether he has said anything or not, you ask him, are you? That's the dance. A drunkard is a dancer. Have you noticed that once a man is drunk, he starts singing? Every drunkard likes to sing. I want to show you the place of dancing in spiritual warfare. There are times you don't need to speak in tongues, just dance. Wake up that night, pray for 5 minutes, dance. Now, the reason many of us are not seeing testimonies is because we have not known the power of dancing in warfare. Dancing actually means moving your body. God is after movement. Man is after moves. Man commends you when your moves rhymes with the song. As far as God is concerned, move your body anyhow. God is after movement. Man is after moves. Oh God, I don't know how to explain this. One time in Judges, hold on. In Judges chapter 20, a nation called Benjamin. Benjamin is a part of Israel. Is the last tribe of Israel. Benjamin was now fighting Israel, fighting their own brothers. Israel became so angry that Israel came after Benjamin and killed 25,000 of them in one day. Their own people. They killed 25,000 of them in one day. Israel was angry because Benjamin came after them. Judges 20. Benjamin came after them. So Israel began to react. While they were killing the men of Benjamin, the men of Benjamin escaped. 600 of those men who were armed ran into a cave so that the other armies of Israel should not see them. They ran and went to hide in the cave, 600 of them. As they were hiding in that cave, Israel got angry. And in Judges 21, if you read from verse 1, Israel began to cry. They went to Mizpah and they began to cry to God in Mizpah. They said to God, how come that our own brother has done this to us, killed our men? And all of them entered into a vow that no other part of Israel will give a wife to Benjamin. Nobody must marry from the tribe of Benjamin. While they were in Mizpah, if you read the chapter further, they began to show sympathy that our tribes are no more complete. Anyway, when we all came here to Mizpah, which tribe did not join us? Because then when Israel conquers a nation, there are some of them, they came, take them into captivity. They conquer their territory. So when we came to Mizpah, who did not join us? And they said a city called Jabesh Gilead. Jabesh Gilead was not part of us. So they got angry. We came to Mizpah to pray about Benjamin. This Jabesh Gilead we conquered was not part of us. Go there. Kill everybody. Spare only the women who have not had contact with a man. So they killed everybody and found out only 400 people who were virgins. They carried the 400 and said, Benjamin should not just go like that. Get out those 600 men from the cave. Give them the 400. When they gave them the 400, there were still 200 men who had no wives. They said, now go. They told them, they said, all of you, 200 of you, sit out here. You are in front of a city called Shiloh. Sit down. There are women that are going to come out now. Any one of them that dance. Anyone. Judges 21, if you read from verse 22, 23 down. Any one of them that dances. He said, take them for a wife. If their parents come to us and ask us what have you done that you allow them take our wife, our children as wife, we will tell them that the children were due to marriage, but you were delaying them. Nobody's following me. I said, nobody's following me. Bring up Judges 21, 23. So many girls are not married because they cannot dance. And the children of Benjamin did so and took them wives according to their number of them that dance whom they caught. Anytime you dance, favor catch you. Anytime you dance, breakthrough catch you. Anytime you dance, hey! Can I go on? I said, can I go on? Can I go on? Can I go on? One time the ark of God was returned. When the ark of God was returned back into the city of David, the Bible says, and David began to dance. In 2 Samuel chapter 6, if you read from verse 15, it says, David danced with all his might. All his might. All his might. Go to verse 16. Verse 16. And he danced to the point that Michal, the wife of the daughter of Saul, became angry and despised David in her heart. It was in her heart she despised the king. She despised David in her heart, but her despising the king was very comical. Because when she was angry with her husband, he said, now you have danced yourself and your skirt has fallen off. And all the women have seen you. There were men there. She was not interested. So her husband's nakedness was not a problem. It was her husband being admired that was her concern. So what happened? When she began to say that, David looked at her. David said, actually, you are insulting me that I'm not ashamed. Have you seen that kind of thing? Have you danced to a point where look at you and they pity for you? That's the dance that can bring victory. People look at you and feel yours is too much. Today, when I finish preaching for 20 minutes, we will dance. Listen, God told me, sometimes when you wake up at night, as you speak in tongues for a while, get taborim. Dance until your body is soaked. Anytime you are doing that, you are fighting war in the realm of the spirit. David said, my wife, let me tell you what you are not aware of. You thought that I only knew your father when it was time for me to kill Goliath. No, I knew your father in 1 Samuel chapter 16 when an evil spirit comes on him. They look for a man that is good in the instrument and good in music. I was the one they called. A musician is a dancer. It was this thing that God saw in me that made him take out your father. He did not even put your brother Jonathan. He put me because I am a dancer. Your father was not a dancer. He said, demons will come upon your father. I dance my way into his deliverance. Listen to me. There are things fasting will not do, but dancing can do. There are things prayers may not handle, but dancing can handle. Paul and Silas were put in prison, and the Bible said they sang in Acts chapter 16 verse 25. I see Paul in the spirit. Paul was there, Silas was there, and they sang a song to the, and God looked at them and God said, what is happening? He said, some people are singing. What shall I say unto the Lord? And God said, what is going on? He said, they are singing in the prison. God stood up from the throne. God began to shake his leg. God said, I am not dancing on the throne. I am going to the prison to dance. When God got to the prison was too small. God removed the door. God removed the pillar. God removed the roof. And worship, you are not like many overseers who stand on one spot. I said, because there's something I know about dance that they don't know. Whenever you begin to dance and you are sweating, they dance with energy. You are moving things out of place. You are moving trouble out of place. Hey! Take your seat. The prodigal son, the prodigal son messed up big time. The father was not happy with him. The father was offended because he asked for what was his own, but he squandered it, wasted it. The prodigal son's father received him. The Bible says, when the father saw him afar off, he left the father. But when the father saw him afar off, for you to see somebody afar off, it means you have been expecting the person. You have been checking out the person. So when the father checked out and saw him coming, the Bible says, the father said, kill the fatted calf, kill all the animals. That was not the problem. But if you study very well, the Bible says, when the elder brother came and heard the sound of singing and dancing, he got angry. He began to reveal his real intention. There is a way you dance before God and your enemies will expose themselves. The elder brother said, why are you celebrating him? The father said, what? He said, you would have given me this wealth So I can also go and enjoy with my friend. He had the intention that his brother had, but he was taking his time to penetrate into his father. Sometimes prodigal sons are better than elder brothers. Prodigal sons reveal who they are. Elder brothers take their time to enter you so they can empty you. Prodigal son asks for what belongs to them. Elder brothers take their time. They take even what belongs to the father. They clear it. It was in the dance that he was exposed. Luke 15:25. As they danced, 2 Chronicles 20:20-22, the Bible says that the Lord sent a bushman. As the people began to sing and praise, that the Lord sent a bushman against the children of Ammon, Mount Moab and Mount Seir, which had come against Judah, and they were smitten. You must understand that principle, that sometimes when you see certain battle, sometimes you see certain mountains, you don't need to even pray in tongues. You need to gather some instruments. That is why I tell believer, every believer must have at least one instrument. If you don't have a tambourine, have a guitar. You don't have a guitar, have a keyboard. You must have one instrument in the house. That becomes your weapon. Once you grab that tambourine, the devil knows he's in trouble. Because you will dance your way into victory. You will dance your way. One of the daughters in our church here. We are the other end there. And that girl danced away when I was talking of the power of thanksgiving. And I spoke of praise as an expression for thanksgiving. She danced away and danced away. And after she got to the shop, it was a block of shops. There was a tanker explosion. And the fear was all over. Consumed the first, consumed the third, consumed the fifth. A shop was the seventh. Consumed the sixth. Jumped over a shop and consumed the others. Kept on consuming. What preserved her? As she danced ahead of time, the Lord moved some things in the spirit. Hey! When you come before a physical king, you don't just start talking. You first hail him. Kabiesio. It enters their head. Whenever you are calling God names, Jehovah El Gibor, El Elyon, Jehovah Mekadishpem, Jehovah Sikeno. You are calling God names and you prostrate and you begin to sing songs to him. On his throne, he begins to look at you. His stomach is turning and he's asking a question, because the Bible says he has turned my mourning into dancing. This is one weapon that many people have not utilized. This is one weapon that many people do not understand. That is why the Bible says, praise the Lord in the dance. Check all the men that were so blessed. Was it Solomon? Solomon wrote 3,000 songs and 1,500 hymns. Was it David? David was a keyboardist, a flutist. He was someone that played all the instruments. He knew the power of praise. That is why he said, let everything that has breath praise the Lord. Meaning, the reason you have breath is to praise God. If you must not lack breath, then don't stop praising God. Am I speaking to somebody here? Take your seat. In Psalm 23, verse 1, popular scripture, the Lord is my shepherd. That was coming from the heart of a praiser. A young girl went, leave that scripture on. A young girl went to Sunday school. I said this to us during the lockdown. A young girl went to Sunday school and the mother asked her, what did they teach you? He said, Psalm 23 verse 1. See, what did they say? He said, they said, the Lord is my shepherd. I don't want anything. The mother said, what is wrong with you? It's not correct. He said, it's correct. He says, mommy does this. The Lord is my shepherd. I don't want anything. The mother called the father. Said, "Come and hear. Your daughter has turned the Bible upside down." And he said, "What did she say?" She said, "The Lord is my shepherd. I don't want anything." He says, the father says, "Correct." He says, "Correct." And what do you mean? Give me the Message translation. God is my shepherd. I don't need a thing. When God is guiding me, there is nothing I need that I don't have. Let me tell you, that scripture actually means the Lord is my shepherd. I don't know what I want. When he says, "I shall not want," I don't know what I want. Is it car? Is there? Is it house? Is there? Is it money? Is there? What am I even looking for that I don't have? In my own phrase, if I'm to write my translation, when I get to Psalm 23 verse 1, it should be, "The Lord is my shepherd. I shall lack want." I lack what to want. My problem is not supply, it's what am I even looking for? You know, if you go to a place, maybe you go to a hotel, you stay in a 5-star hotel, one of the benefits you enjoy is what they call a buffet. A buffet is a conglomeration, an assemblage of several choice meals. Different meals, but you pay the same amount. Whether you eat only fruits, the same amount. Whether you eat all different fruits, same amount. Whether you eat only rice, same amount. There is rice, there is beans, there is pounded yam, there is shawarma, there is chicken soup, there is Chinese food, there's everything there. Goat's pepper soup, chicken pepper soup, gizzard. Everything is there. There is fruit, there is orange, there is water. Even if you drank water, same amount. If you eat all, same amount. It's called a buffet. So when you get to a buffet, I don't have a good appetite to eat. But when I go to buffet, I waste the food. I attempt everything. Say what? I say, "Put rice here." I say, "Okay, shift the rice, put the beans here." Say, "Yeah, shift the beans, put the meat here. Shift the..." So they say, "Sir, is it not too much?" I say, "This is a buffet. I'm paying." After that, when I drop, I say, "You have ice cream here, bring it. Do you have what?" I say, "Yes, room temperature, bring it. Fridge temperature, bring it. Room and fridge, mix the both temperature, bring it. Do you have this one? Bring it." I will attempt all questions. All questions. I will attempt all questions. Are you following me? When you are a praiser, God gives you a buffet. Nobody's following me at all. So you must understand the power. I do that a lot. Somebody said to me, he said one time, one of our pastors, he said, "Papa, I stayed with you for a long time. I never hear you one day disturbing the old house, pulling down the house with prayer." And I laughed. I laughed at him. He said, "Why?" I said, "Put your ears well. There's something you will know. The dangerous times, sometimes I burst in songs. Sometimes I burst in dancing. Many of you, the biggest problem you have is that you are trying to be civilized. Before God, you are trying to be..." The things of God are foolishness to the carnal man. They give you a medical report. Why are you laughing? That should be your first reaction. Not to be crying. Hey! They say, "Look at what they are planning against you. They are going to do it." It disarms them. When you should be panicking. When you should be crying. I heard the story of a young girl who was coming back from church and they kidnapped her. the kidnappers carried her and said she'll call her father. She started laughing. Call your father. She began to laugh. She laughed, 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 and they slapped her. You think you are joking? She continued laughing. You are slapping me. 12 of them were confused. She did. They shot into the air. What? He said, you are shooting. They turned from the bush and started insulting themselves. I told you this girl wasn't normal. Let's drop her outside. This one is crazy. This one is not. And they as soon as they dropped her, turned to go, she made sure they had gone far. She gathered herself. Boom! When men are cast down, thou shalt say. You don't say what they are saying. You don't act how they expect you to act. You don't react the way they expect you to react. You engage yourself in a dance. When you pray, you invite God. When you dance, you involve God. When you pray, you invite God. But when you dance, whether God wants to come into the battle or not, you invite. And then we sat with him at meat. He commanded that he be given up. And they went and beheaded John because a little girl danced. Does that tell you something? It takes seeing yourself as a little child before God to dance. Adults are too civilized. Many of us are too educated for a miracle. You are too educated for a miracle. When you finish all the big grammar you can speak, life will ask you questions. I told you that professors are admired, only professionals are paid. When you see a professor speak big English, wow, wow, wonderful. Nobody gives him a dime. A professional, carpenter, all of that gets money. He can't speak one English. We had one like that in this state that speak big grammar. They didn't vote for him for second term. Because as far as they were concerned, the grammar was comical. He was, vote, say for what? This is the comedian. You know what I'm saying here? So when she danced, you see, when the Lord turned again the captivity of Zion, we are like them that dream. There was our mouth feed. And our voice with singing. The Lord has done great things for us. We are glad. Stand on your feet. Stand on your feet. There are certain things that I'm teaching you, something that you will engage. Even when you get out of this place, you will engage. Am I communicating? You will be engaged. Jehoshaphat had a battle that was so tense. The Bible said, God said to him, gather the singers, let them sing. as they were singing and dancing, all his enemies began to kill themselves. What dancing does in the spirit, it sets your enemies' camp in utter confusion. They are confused in the realm of the spirit, but you only see the physical expression and movement of your body. That is why you do not maximize the opportunity to dance. Standing on one spot in the act of praise and worship is permanent in affliction. Standing on one spot in the act of praise and worship is cementing stagnation. Standing on one spot in the act of praise and worship is confirming limitation, confirming liquidation. Anyone that understands the act of dancing naturally, his life takes that same expression in the spirit. Kalabalabayada. You generate a happy atmosphere. All this tension, frowning, anger you are carrying naturally in your spirit is reflecting in your life. Am I communicating here?
Yes, sir.
Tell somebody, be joyful. When I'm talking with mama, most times she will say, can you be serious? I say, why? I say, my husband, please. We want to have a serious conversation. Can you not joke? I say, okay, if you are talking, I will throw something. She will scatter on the ground and start laughing. I say, no, I'm trying to be serious. I'm serious. She said, okay, try and be serious. I say, my wife, if I'm serious, I won't be here. I'll be in Uselu. That's where they have serious people. You say, you see now, you are joking again. An atmosphere of joy. My kids, the same thing. An atmosphere of joy. When there's so much tension in the house, please slot in the music and let everybody dance. Are you listening? Don't come here. Don't come forward. Express it where you are. But please, dance. Don't be too civilized. Don't be a matron. Don't be a professor today. Drop all that. Do you know what it means for somebody to dance before the Almighty God? And his garment fell. His garment, he became naked. They were holding his clothes for him. He was dancing before the God that he knows. I said, man checks moves. God checks movement. Whether you have good dancing steps or not, at least you can shake your body. Just shake. Are you ready? Are you ready? Whatever your desires are, you will dance them out. Winner of the world, searching for a miracle. I found no one, nobody like you. I've been to many places, looking for a better life. I found no one, nobody like you. Nobody like you, hey my Jesus. Thank you.
that is no way. Jehovah, the final say, the other
power majesty. Oh, Shout Jesus! Shout Jesus!
Before God, you will not sweat before your enemies. As you sweated before El Shaddai, you will not sweat before man. Whatever has caused you unrest, God has laid them to rest. Whatever has stolen your rest and peace, today they rest in pieces. You are not a question. You are the answer. You are not at the ground floor. You are at the top. You are highly favored. In Jesus' name. What a God we serve. Clap your hands. Glory to God. So, practice this. At the end of this meeting, when you get home, the time you wake up to pray, don't just pray, dance. Take out time to celebrate His majesty, His awesomeness. Let your body express how mighty He is. When you pray, you engage your voice. When you dance, you engage both your voice and your body. It's all of you. So God releases all of Him. You are highly favored. Your battles are over. Your problems are over. In Jesus' powerful name. Jam those hands for the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Amen. Glory to God. We'll just take our seat, faith, and put a seal on all that the Lord has done in the spirit. Tomorrow morning, all young men. If you are a young man, you for this in Jesus' powerful name.
Odogunaya dikenaya.
Olisakenua.
Olisakenua. Chukwu nebeba. Haja mebu.
Odogunaya dikenaya.
Nara ekele.
Oh, my God.
You are highly favored in Jesus' name. My head is a good head. My life is a good one. Angels shall fight for me. Greatness is on my side. Goodness shall follow me. I cannot fail because God cannot fail. For me to fail, God has to fail. Since God cannot fail, I cannot fail. Don't expect me to fail. No matter what the matter.